You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from our studio in Charlottesville. We are so thrilled to welcome Nickel Creek, Chris, Sarah, Sean, Jeff. Thank y'all for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having us. Here.
Playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird. Thanks for paying us a visit first. You just released last year your first album in 9 years called Celebrants. We're going to talk all about that, but we would love it if you kick us off with a song.
Yeah, yep. Here's one off that record.
Nickel Creek, live on WNRN. They're playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird. That's a track off their latest record, Celebrants. Y'all released this album last year. It was the first record you released under the moniker Nickel Creek in 9 years, but y'all have stayed busy. So whether Sarah and Sean, it's with the Watkins Family Hour, or Sarah with I'm With Her, which is the last time you paid us a visit, was during that tour, or Chris with solo projects and Punch Brothers. So I'm curious, how do you decide when it's time to reconvene and do a Nickel Creek project?
Well, this time it happened because we were done on a conference call for an NPR story about this is like right in the middle of COVID and lockdown, maybe April 2020. And we were all on this call together talking about the 20th. It was because of the 20th anniversary of the first album. And we just stayed on after the call. And it was so much fun. And just kind of, that's what started the conversation. And it's just like, should we do something else? And
And we had the time.
We had the time, yes. That's the other key ingredient.
Logistics is a very real issue. Mm-hmm. There's only so much time. Every project takes a lot of concentration, a lot of effort to then tour and all of that. So there's only so much you can do in a year. And
this last, it was 9 years, but that wasn't really our intention. We just, it just life happened. And right. And then the pandemic. And here we are.
So I read that when you all were writing this record, you lived together for a couple of weeks at a friend's place in Santa Barbara. So can you talk about that experience and how you really used that to shape the record?
It was amazing. Because it wasn't just us, it was also our families. You didn't have your kid just yet, but the kid was on the way.
My wife is 4 months pregnant.
Yeah, kid was imminent.
Congratulations.
So we were not just living together as musicians, but as human beings, and that deeply informed the writing process. The songs are all about, relationships in various stages of action, as opposed to just the start or end of relationships, which seems to be what most songs are about. kind of gloss over the whole middle part, which, if you're lucky, is most of it.
Right. Well, and you all have been playing together for so long. I believe, Chris, you were 8 years old when you started playing together, and Sean, you were 12. So how do you still find inspiration together as a group and keep things fresh? Or do you have that connection because you've been together for so long? It makes it easier.
I mean, we take breaks. Breaks are really healthy because, when we were little, I noticed this earlier in this year that, when we were little and our lives were so intertwined personally, we weren't functioning super well as in terms of collaborating and throughout our songwriting process. And as we've grown up and as our lives have become more individual, our collaboration has become a lot more interesting and a lot, it feels more powerful to me because we're actually, as the stronger the individuals are, we have more contribution, more unique contribution to bring to the band. And so as those individual strengths dig in, we can really expand on the potential of what this specific collaboration can do.
Nickel Creek live on WNRN, playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird. We love it if you play another one for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nickel Creek Live on WNRN, playing at the Ting Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird. The latest album is Celebrants, came out last year. So I've read interviews with each of you, and you all individually describe this record as being ambitious. And I think something that is kind of a departure on this record from some of your previous work is that all of these songs are sort of interwoven in the way that they tell the story. You've each sort of said each song has a counterpart. So can you guys talk about the decision to take that approach when crafting this record?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that happened while we were all there living in that house together is we got a lot of time to, you know, after the day's work, you know, having dinner with the family, sit down with a cocktail and talk about what we wanted to do. Sometimes the most important part of the composition process is actually just imagining, collaborative imagination, as opposed to just, you know, kind of, what do you think of this lick? What do you think of this chord change? What do you think of this lyric? You know, that actually getting to talk about what the music should be can help you get beyond what you've done before, and in a way that your kind of fingers, you know, playing together doesn't always get you there. Sometimes talking together about stuff is really helpful. We would listen to records and talk about what we liked about them, and we're just noticing that we listened to the Smile Sessions, which is, you know, sort of the aborted attempt by the Beach Boys at this, you know, incredible, you know, it was a really, really expansive idea that Brian had for this project, and you know, they eventually kind of made a second crack at it on you know, years and years later, but still there's something about those Smile Sessions that's magical and unformed and like an arrow pointing off into the woods of like, hey, what if people tried to make records like this more often? And so that was part of it.
Very cool. So again, wrote this record at a house in Santa Barbara over a couple of weeks, reunited with producer Eric Valentine, who then produced it in Nashville, right,
yeah,
at RCA
to be clear,
Studio
like
A.
It started
there.
A couple of weeks, but
yeah.
Like the writing
yeah.
process itself
months
for about
and
it,
and
yeah, it was.
I mean, we were in that house for 2 weeks, and then we took one day off and went to Sarah's house for another 2 weeks, and then after that, there was. I think I counted at one point there was like 80, it's like 75 or 80 days being together writing this record.
Yeah, after the first month of writing, we then met up with Mike Elizondo, who plays bass on the record, to get, you know, a lot of his fingerprints on the foundation of this album, even before we had a lot of the lyrics, and there was still a lot of arrangement tweaking that happened after that. And so it was a real development that, you know, and luxury in a lot of ways, creative luxury to have this time to like think on lyrics, to adjust, to find the way to relate some of these topics to each other, and to really bring everything we wanted to into the music.
Yeah, so, you know, there's several sort of Easter eggs throughout the record, right? Like, it took several deep listens. Even something like a line kind of from the first song plays in the last song, things like that.
Yeah,
so, you know, using sort of the studio techniques to the fullest extent, right?
Yeah.
So you really leaned into what you could do there, whether you were building these arrangements. So I'm curious, do you guys have a favorite element or sort of Easter egg on the record?
Well, there's one in that last song that we just played called Going Out. And my guitar melody that I play in the middle of it is borrowed from another song called New Blood. Which it's a line that Sarah sings, probably.
It's the verse.
We all
melody,
sing, yeah, in the verse. So there's plenty of, we were going for as much cross pollination as possible.
It was fun to make the thing sound like a very intentional, you know, kind of through composed thought. And in this day and age, when so much of music is consumed, you know, one song at a time, if you're going to make a record, it seems like there ought to be a reason why you did that.
Right. So what's it been like bringing these songs that, you know, you spent so much time honing in the studio and doing all these techniques? What's it been like bringing them alive on stage? You've been touring this record now.
Oh, it's so fun. Because, it's a completion of the thought. It's like the whole record is a meditation on togetherness. And so it feels, you know, half done in record form. You know, you're giving it to people. And so when they listen at home, you know, they're completing that process. It's not half done anymore when they hear it. But we don't get to see that until you come to a show, and then it gets that's when the record is done for us, you know. And so it's really exciting night in, night out to see how you complete the record, you know.
Nickel Creek live on WNRN, playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird. We'd love it if you take us out with one more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, y'all, this is a song about airports.
Here's a song for the good folks who we pay to look for bombs in each other's boots. I'm sure this line is long. It's longer than my fuse. You're just doing your job, and what a job you're doing. Look at us trying to move. For the poor in heart, bearers of bad news, now and forever. Between us and our doom, as platinums, golds, and silvers sing in the Delta blues. You see how far we've gone together, yet you still refuse me the seat you know I want, and just forgot to choose. I guess you're doing your job, but what a job to do. Drops her off next to a childless man of business whose cares are few enough to voice his problems with her toddler on fumes. I heard her tell him off like, who the hell are you to assess this job? You could never do. Just put your headphones on, man. Then away we flew.
Nickel Creek live on WNRN, playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Andrew Bird, Sarah, Chris, Sean, Jeff. Thank y'all so much for being here.
Thanks
we really appreciate
us.
The time. Thank you.
You.
Thanks to Jeff on sound. Thanks to Matt and Michael on cameras. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.